We got another lady on the phone. Tell us your story, girl.
I just recently dealt with a situation not too long ago. And, I mean, I didn't really, like, know this guy had a girlfriend or even a baby mama, to be that. But we met on a dating site. And, you know, we had been snapping and Facebooking and texting and everything until New Year's Eve. She messaged me on Snapchat and asked me if I knew who he was. And, I mean, I told her I did. She was like, well, that's my baby daddy. I was like, so are you guys even together? She's like, well, actually, he lives with me.
Oh, my gosh.
So, come to find out, this whole time, you know, he has been telling me that he had this house and everything, and he had just moved from out of state and all kinds of stuff. He had a whole family sitting at home, and I guess his girlfriend or whoever is actually pregnant with his baby, and she's due in a few months.
What?
Yeah, I still have her on Snapchat and everything. So, like, ever since I told her about that, she's been making him cook and clean and all kinds of stuff. I mean, I'm just like, I'm hoping this guy doesn't have, like, the audacity to come back and message me, especially after, like, she just contacted me. Like, I didn't even tell him that she contacted me. I just totally stopped contact, the way with him.
Yeah.
Now, has he tried to text you or anything?
No, I don't know if she told him anything, but I told her, I was like, you know, I'm so sorry. I had no idea about any of that. Like, I met him on a dating site. Like, I didn't even know he had a girlfriend, even like a girlfriend that was pregnant.
Damn.
So, like, it was so crazy. And then just yesterday, my sister's ex, who also has a girlfriend, just tried coming at me. And so I told my sister who the guy was that I was talking to.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God, that's my ex.
Ugh.
Like, these guys are just getting out of hand.
No boundaries.
Right.
The guys.
Yes, the guys.
Well, yeah, what about the guys? They're not doing it alone. You can't totally blame the guys.
I have respect. You know, if I know you have a girlfriend or you try coming at me and you have a girlfriend, I'm definitely going to go contact your girlfriend or your wife.
Don't let him.
No, I respect that.
Don't let him.
I respect that. But look, just like the lady who called last hour, she's like, I knew he had a girl. I knew he was married. And I still kicked it with him for 3 years.
That's different.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are those who will and those who won't.
For the most part, it's guys. I mean, my ex, he's been still trying to get with me, but he also is talking to other people on the side, so.
All right, game over. Game over,
exactly.
Homie.
Damn.
All right, girl, thanks
You'll
for calling.
You'll find a great guy. Good
all
luck,
right,
okay?
Yeah, she must have it going on. She must be whining. Man, we got another lady on the phone. Come on, girl, what happened with you?
We're not going to get on the home record because it's not always totally the woman's fault. Like I said, the man knows what he's doing. You know,
Now, wait a minute, ma'am. Ma'am, please, if I may, ma'am. In defense of guys.
Oh, God.
Sometimes we men are caught in moments of what I like to call emotional vulnerability. And in those moments that we need to find ways to cure ourselves so that we don't instantaneously become weak and succumb to the wickedness of the flesh.
Can we play Cry Me a River, please, by Justin Timberlake?
I understand where you're coming from, but no, sir.
No.
See, because if this man knows that he has a woman, which he does know, and he meets someone totally new, I've been in a situation like that. I went to a nightclub and I met someone, and I didn't find out until after 15 days of us actually getting into each other that he had a fiance. She called me at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh!
So, and me waking up out my sleep to that was kind of embarrassing considering that I knew nothing about it.
Mm.
So,
I'm
instead
saying.
Of her coming at him, she came for me. So, I just cussed her out. I feel like it was more headed toward her. Because if you really want to get on to someone, get on to your man because I knew nothing about you. He had a whole family at home.
Probably looked at his girl, he goes, Forgive me. Forgive me, for I have sinned. I have sinned. I have lusted for the flesh.
Gave her that ugly crying face.
What do you think about that excuse for a guy? He's crying. He's gay, you know?
Yeah. As soon as we got off the phone, he was on my phone again saying he was sorry. So I know he's no good.
Wow.
Now, wait a minute. Time out. You don't know that. You may be missing an opportunity here. You could be the lifesaver. You could be the life raft that drifts out to the sea and carries this guy back to the shore
of true love
and safety.
You know what? That's exactly what he told me, too. I do not want to be a part of that.
Case closed. Case closed.
Oh, my God. This is so crazy. That's exactly what he said to me. And I'm like, dude, you just cheated on me with your fiance.
Oh,
you just cheated on both of us.
Oh,
how did this happen?
No, no. Yeah, well. well, that's not going to work.